Council on High Standards. Sabbath, of course, was an important day. Ellen White had been in Christiania a full week and had the feel of the overall situation. She noted in her diary concerning the thrust of her message. I presented before them the great need of those who teach in word and in doctrine to take heed to themselves to be very circumspect in their course of action, and in word and example seek to elevate the people to correct views and correct practices by their own habits and customs, and to be sure that in no way they belittle the requirements of God, especially the fourth commandment, which enjoins the observance of the Sabbath. She dwelt on the point of the Sabbath. It is God's test, she declared. It is no man-made test. This is to be the separating line to distinguish the loyal and the true, him that serveth God from him that serveth him not. She was concerned that professed believers were sending their children to the public school on Sabbath. They were not compelled to do this, but because the schools objected to taking in their children unless they should attend the 6 days in the week. If they were unable to negotiate with the school authorities then, there was but one way, to keep the Sabbath of the fourth commandment strictly, which might call for Seventh-day Adventists to establish schools among themselves. Reporting further on her Sabbath morning sermon, she stated, God is not pleased with his people in this place, for they have belittled his holy requirement, striving to bring his law into subjection to themselves, rather than bring themselves in subjection to his law. After speaking so plainly, she invited those to come forward who felt they were sinners, not in harmony with God, and who needed his converting power. About 50 went forward. She then knelt before the pulpit and by request she prayed while Elder Madison interpreted.